From the studios of WNAA-FM-HD, welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WNAA-FM-HD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist, and as always, I have with me today...
I'm with the guys. And so I'm going to be the husband of Dr. Nanette Funderburk.
You're going to be as though you weren't already?
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, when you're on the air... And when you live like this, you can't say things like that.
But you started it.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying right there, guys. My name is Keith Funderburk, the husband, her baby daddy. And I'm trying to work with my wife on her issues of life.
It's not me, y'all.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
What's your name?
All right, Dr. Funderburk, I've got an alias name for you this week.
Yes, and
right,
it is.
I don't want you to call me Brother Rick.
What in the world? Where did Brother Rick come from?
Man, look, have you ever been racing before? Have you ever seen a race?
You mean like race cars?
Yeah, like race cars.
I mean, I've and seen so, them you know, on back TV.
In the, like, right here close by, right there on Level Cross, mm-hmm. there's this guy named Richard Petty.
That's right.
But see, I'm not like that kind of, you know, Rick. Okay. It's Brother Rick. Because
so you the bruh man version?
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, you don't see a lot of brothers out there on the race car doing race cars. Now, there is one brother mm-hmm. that wins pretty good championships.
Yeah.
But it ain't many of us out there, Dr. Funderburk.
Okay.
No.
So, but your name is Brother Rick. I'm trying to figure out Brother Rick, this...
Because, you know, when you think about... See, our topic today mm-hmm. deals with a blind spot.
Right.
So, you know, like, in other words... Richard Petty and all those guys that used to drive the cars, mm-hmm. they got blind spots. Because you know what a blind spot is when you're driving on the road?
Right.
You can't see the car that's all the way over there.
And sometimes a blind spot can actually like block a building, really. I mean, blind spots, they are small yet big.
Yeah, I mean, that's the deal. See, if you got a blind spot in your life, and it can be personal or professional, mm-hmm. look, you got to know mm-hmm. what your blind spots are.
So, you know what, y'all? He did it again, I declare. I laugh and joke with him, but he always brings a name that relates to what we're talking about.
So, okay, Dr. Funderburk.
Really? Did you just interrupt me?
I did, but I want to make sure you got my name right. What, you remember my name? Brother Rick.
Okay, Brother Rick, I got you. Really? Are you done now? Are you done interrupting me?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so today, y'all, we have with us someone who is going to talk to us about how these blind spots can show up in business. She helps business folks. She helps the business folks like us. You know, when I say us, I'm literally talking about Keith and myself, the small business people, the solopreneurs out there. We have with us today Mrs. Stacy Jones. She supports solopreneurs and small business owners. Now, y'all, we love Stacy Jones, okay? We got to love Stacy Jones. Not love Stacy Jones. We love Stacy Jones. You know why we got to love Stacy Jones? Because we have let an eagle into...
Stop all that.
Ain't no eagle pride on this station. That is blasphemy.
I'm talking, what?
Goodness.
See, look, only thing I need to do right now is give it up to my boy. Uh-huh. Man, you know, her husband.
Okay.
That dude.
Even though he's an eagle, too. I'll take him, too.
Look, that brother is Cedar Jones.
Yes.
Hey, Cedar.
What's up, my boy? Look, Cedar Jones, y'all, a percussionist. Man, if you ever see him live, you will say, okay,
Like, he's legit, he, for real.
Yes, he is.
He's legit. Yes, literally around the world playing percussion.
Yes.
So for real, he is legit. And you know what? Today, though, we're talking with his wife, who is also legit. She is that one who helps out the small business owners. So first of all, let's just jump right in with, how you living today, Ms. Jones?
Girl, I am living in a new season now, and it is exciting. Cedar and I are now empty nesters.
Empty nesters.
Yes.
That's
so both
right.
Boys are gone off to college, and we are literally living our best life.
That's right.
So it's awesome.
They are. They are, y'all. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Glad that you can say that to the people who, like us, who have 2-year-olds. That's okay.
You got it. You got it.
I love my little sweetie.
You got it. Absolutely.
She is great. So let's dive right in, though, to the meat of the show.
Yes.
And that is, we're talking about these blind spots and how they can show up in business. So when you have a blind spot in business, how does that impact you emotionally?
Whew. Overwhelm is probably the first word I think about when I think about blind spots. I mean, you recognize you have one. You're frustrated. You're unable to think strategically. Mm-hmm. And that ultimately will impact your business, right? And impact your staff, your customers. Mm-hmm. So just the first word I think about is you're overwhelmed. And what do you do?
Yeah. So then some of those business blind spots, what those things that cause the overwhelm?
Yes.
What are you seeing from your business perspective?
Probably the number one thing I see is not knowing your numbers.
Yeah.
Not knowing your numbers, not knowing if you're profitable, and doing bank balance bookkeeping. You're sort of just looking at your...
Yeah, what's your, that? Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's where you look at your bank account and you go, oh, I have, you know, $20,000 in the bank, or I have $100,000 in the bank, but you haven't done payroll yet. You haven't paid taxes. So you think you have some money, but you really don't, right? So you really don't know if you're profitable and what your profit margins are.
Wow. See, okay, so Stacy, you really are talking some language.
Yeah.
So today, you know, this is a new concept for us to talk about. But when your business, or if you are an executive and you're running these issues, what you're mentioning is something that is real.
Yes.
I talk about it even personally for Dr. Funderbrick and I. We've got a small business. And I can tell you right now, there are many days as when you are the one signing the check. I'm not talking about the one that you sign the back of the check. I'm talking about you signing the front of the check. And there have been days in the 17 years that we've been in existence that when you can't meet payroll, man, I've had many sleepless nights. I've had many times where I had to think about, what am I going to do? I had to sacrifice some personal funding or some trips and some things just to make sure to meet payroll.
And see, yes.
But you know what, though, Stacy, is that I never got that kind of training. You know, Dr. Funderburg, she tells me all the time, hey, Keith, you know, I know what it means to be a therapist, to be an entrepreneur, a manager. Look, it takes some...
It's a different story.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, but so really, so you're saying this is a blind spot for a lot of... I'm not the only one in this.
Absolutely, you're not. Absolutely. That's probably the number one thing that I consult with clients is knowing their numbers, their bookkeeping, and then understanding their P&L.
You done broke out a P and an L. See, I don't know if that's OPP, PPP.
No, it's
really,
not.
Sir?
No, that is not it.
Well, look, I'm sorry, but that's how I ABCs or something. I don't know.
That is your profit and loss statement.
Okay.
Right?
See, so you had to break that down. See, because look, it's a blind spot. I don't know what these acronyms are.
Yeah. Yes.
So tell us what is a P&L, is a profit and loss statement.
Correct.
So what is a profit and loss statement?
So that particular document, a financial document, tracks your revenue and your expenses. All right. So this is your operating expenses. And it gives you what your net income is for that month. You can do it monthly, You can do it quarterly. I recommend doing it monthly, particularly for small businesses, just because your revenue will ebb and flow so much. So that way it's data, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things I encourage my clients to do is don't ignore the data. What does the data say? Don't ignore the data. And that actually came from a mentor of mine, because I'm a consultant. However, I have a mentor, right? Uh-huh. And so don't ignore the data. And when you do review your P&L, your profit loss, every month, you can make those adjustments. And you can, for example, Brother Rick was talking about running into those places where, oh my goodness, payroll is due. You know, it kind of maybe helps prevent you into running at that, because this typically in October my revenue was a little bit lower, because last October when I looked at my P&L, that's what happened. So I need to adjust accordingly. So it helps you make better decisions, so that way hopefully it'll keep you from getting in those positions.
Wow. See, this is so important. If you have a business owner in your family or you know someone, tell them they need to tune in right now to 90.1 FM. How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. You've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburk. Y'all, we're talking with Miss Stacy Jones. She's talking to us about a blind spot and how these blind spots on a professional business level, y'all, it comes into the personal side and it impacts us. So, okay, so it's good just to know, y'all. As I'm listening to Stacy, it's not just me that has this blind spot.
It is not.
Because, see, it might be somebody out there that's baking cakes. You might be doing hair. You might be, got your own auto shop. You know, you got your own business. But then all of a sudden, you might have a blind spot. You don't even know that was even happening. But all this time, you've been upset. So, Dr. Funderburk, I got to turn it over to you. Mm-hmm. So, right now, what Stacy is telling us, that if you got a blind spot, this can impact our mental health, because I didn't even know it was there.
Oh, absolutely. The first word that she mentioned, overwhelm, that is directly attributed to anxiety. She also talked about frustration. She talked about just how it shifted the thinking, and sometimes how you can't think, which is more of that loss of concentration, mm-hmm. which means you can't focus on those P&Ls and those types of things. So, you know what, we sometimes look at, even though mental health is kind of a hot topic these days, there's some folks out there who are still on that bandwagon of, oh, not me, never me, having a mental health issue. Okay. You stay there, all right? Because even in business, mental health issues can pop up. And nobody's saying you're crazy. It's just saying that stress can be there. Overwhelm can be there. Frustration can be there. Fear can be there, especially when you recognize that this thing, whatever your business is directly connected to what you do, your name, your that thing that you do, that thing that you're known for. And so when the business, the thing that you didn't get any training on, is impacting the thing that you did get the training on, or the thing that you do have a lot of experience with, it absolutely can impact your mental health. Mm-hmm. And like Keith mentioned, the sleepless nights. Yeah, we have had those. Okay. And not just with Charlotte, our little sweetie. It's actually not because of her at all. Yes, there can be times that you lose sleep because of these issues.
So let me ask you this question, Stacy. So then, if I'm just learning, I had a blind spot, because that's the thing. It was there all along. That car was right beside you all along, but I was driving, but I didn't know it was beside me. So how do I recognize my blind spots? You know, professionally, how do I find those areas where I thought I was having this anxiety and stress, but the real deal is I had a blind spot?
Yes. So typically with small businesses, you pretty much start out as, you know, self-employed. So when you look at your org chart, you've got me in every single position, right? And so when you're stretching yourself out to literally every position in your business, it's going to be easy for you to drop the ball, right? And not right. see that blind spot. Mm-hmm. So what I always say is, what is your natural area of grace or your natural strength? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to play into that, and you can do that without thinking. Identifying those things that are not your natural strength, and that's your areas of grace, and you apply this pay or play model, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the areas you need to decide, am I going to play in that, or do I need to pay? Do I need to hire someone? Do I need to bring someone on to replace that me part in that org chart? Because I can't do it, right? It's creating the stress and the overwhelm. So identifying it and understanding you can't do everything. You literally cannot.
So, you know, I hear some entrepreneur out there right now saying, but I can't afford to hire somebody. I can't bring anybody else on right now. I'm barely breaking even right now. So talk to me about knowing when you need to bring somebody on, knowing when you're going to play versus pay, but how you do that when you feel like you can't afford it.
Right. And you actually can't afford not to if you want to sustain. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that you need to tomorrow hire an employee or bring on a contractor. What I am saying is, if you know your numbers, you know what that position that you need to bring someone in on, put yourself a plan. Right. You look at the data. How long will it take you to bring a person on? Maybe it's 6 months. And then during that time frame, you're creating the system. You're creating the process. So when that person does come in, they literally can plug right in and go. So going back to know your numbers, mm-hmm. as you know your numbers, you know, okay, maybe this month I can set aside X number of dollars to go towards a payroll okay. and build that up, right? So that way you're working towards growing and sustaining your business.
Okay, because that's good.
Wearing the hat of everything is not sustainable.
See, this is so important, because you know what, y'all? Now, I hate to say this, but what Stacy is saying, she's right, y'all. Because when we started, I wanted Nanette to do everything clinical, and I did everything administrative or operational. But you know what? I couldn't do it all. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Nanette was doing her thing in therapy, but I thought I was doing the business aspects of it. But I can't put Keith's name in every box.
Right. It's not physically possible. You're beyond the capacity. And businesses, large organizations, is not run by one person. They have VPs and CEOs of every department. And they have many layers. Why? Because one person cannot do it all.
That's exactly right. And so I want to help you all out a little bit in a slightly adjacent area it does trickle into this too. There's a concept. I think, when did I learn this? I want to say it was when I was a communication major, the Johari window. Has anybody out there heard of that? Have either of you all heard of the Johari window?
Okay, Dr. Funnenberg. Now, hold on now. Now, I done told you. This
Did
is
you
brother.
Just say, I done told you.
Okay, that's how we talk right here on the block. See, you got, you know, you talking like the brother, the man, but this is the brother man show.
Okay,
so break that down.
Brother Rick.
No. Johari. Have you heard of it, Stacey?
I have not.
Okay, so the Johari window, it's actually, I don't remember the full names of the guys who came up with this, but Johari is their names put together. I think it was Joe or Joseph and Harry, and I think that's how they, but anyway, the Johari window, it looks like a four-pane window, and across the top, you have things that are known to self and not known to self, and on the side, you have things that are known to others versus things that are not known to others. And where those things connect, if you kind of draw this out on a sheet of paper, you have different areas of knowledge, self-knowledge, things that you either know about yourself or you don't. So where it connects together with the things that are known to self and known to others, that's just wide open stuff. That's stuff like maybe your gender, that's stuff like your race, that's stuff like your height, things like that. Things that are known to self, but not known to others, those are things that are hidden. So you know those things about you, but other folks don't know this stuff about you. Then there's stuff that's not known to self and things that are known to others. That is a potential blind spot. Mm-hmm. Not known to yourself, but known to others. That means other folks see that there's an issue. Mm-hmm. And these issues that show up at work, or in your business, oftentimes they can show up in your personal life too. And then the final square is the things that are known to self, things that are not known to self and not known to others. That's just, it's not even a blind spot. It's just unknown, period. Completely unknown. That's the stuff we don't really have any control over. Those blind spots though, you do have some control because what did we say about that? Other people know about the your blind spots. They can see where you have these blind spot issues.
Right. And so with that, you know, Dr. Funderburk, one of the things that I think small business owners fail to do is to connect with other people.
Yes.
Right. You don't have to do it by yourself. You're not alone. Yes. You'll be surprised how many other businesses are experiencing or have experienced the same things. Right. And they can give you some suggestions, you know, give you some suggestions on how to implement, how to change or prevent you from going down the same road that they did. So they may have experienced some things and be aware that you're not. And expose some blind spots.
And expose the blind spots.
Wow, exposing that blind spot. Again, you're listening to How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. And again, we don't just talk about the personal, but we talk about the business and how it may impact the personal.
Yes.
You know, I think about this particular restaurant right here locally. It's a bakery. Man, they make some of the best kind, and let's just call it apple pies. They make the best apple pies. Man, those apple pies are yummy. They're delicious. It's fresh. But it's something about that particular apple pie restaurant. They have a tendency to, they can't do productivity. They're missing something.
And that's the business side of things.
Correct.
It's the business. So in other words, this particular person knows how to bake the apple pies, but they might have a blind spot on the business.
Correct.
Absolutely. And, you know, Stacy made me think of another word that comes up when you're talking about connecting and reaching out to the folks when you're having whatever those issues are. Sometimes there is a level of shame.
Yes.
Because you, quote unquote, should know. Go ahead. And you look like you got something to say there.
Listen, there's absolutely, actually a good business owner surrounds themselves with mentors, with other people, with people that are doing well, right? Because that will help you.
That's right.
Right. So going to networking events and connecting with people and finding other businesses. I even encourage my clients, find another business. It doesn't even have to be local. It can be anywhere in the United States that's doing what you want to do well. And let's see what they're doing. Right. Let's look at that business model. There's nothing wrong with that. So that will actually hold you back. You know, really, it actually will hold you back.
Absolutely. It will hold you back. But I'm thinking about the folks who will oftentimes walk into on the therapy side of things, people who walk into our office with a level of shame, and that's probably anybody who walks into a therapy office. There can either be a big level of shame, or it can be like a grain of sand size level of shame, but it doesn't matter how big, it's just the fact that its presence is there and it impacts how you move. It impacts how you move or how you don't move. It impacts how you sleep at night, like Keith was mentioning, because the thought is there that everybody's thinking this or everybody's saying this, or I don't want them to say that, or they don't really understand that we're trying, but it's just not working, or whatever it is. That shame can be there, and it then can start to impact the business if you're not connecting with folks. So I'm glad we know Stacy, y'all. How about that?
Wow. So this kind of thing is happening and it's real to us. Stacy, give us one closing tip that you can tell a small business or somebody that's getting ready, they're getting ready to start their business. Again, maybe they're going to do an automotive shop or maybe do some cleaning up hotels or offices. What's one thing that would help me prevent a blind spot? Again, blind spot, it's a natural occurrence. It will happen. But how do I make sure that I'm aware?
Probably not operating based on just simply feeling. I feel that this is right. I feel that this is good. I feel, but relying on data, relying on research, right? What is the standard for the industry for your business? And that goes back to creating a strong business plan, right? Doing the due diligence. And that can actually help with the overwhelm as you're growing the business, because you can identify, the business plan will help you identify. That's the purpose of it, right? Is to help you identify blind spots, or potential blind spots. So not saying, well, I feel like I would be a great, you know, I could, my business would be great as a as apple pie, you know, business. However, will it? Just because you make great apple pies, that may not even be a market for apple pies. Maybe everybody in that market might like cherry. Right. So, yes. So that's part of not operating on what you feel, but actually on data, research, doing your due diligence before you get started. And you can also do that in the middle of it. Like, you may already been in business for 5 years and you're going, okay, why is my business not growing? Maybe you need to do an audit.
Wow.
And see what blind spots, and, you know, just review the data. Wow. As my mentor says, review the data.
Review the data. So, Dr. Funderburk, you know what, earlier I was talking about apple pies, but I wish you could start a home business making banana pudding. So,
again, like I think I've said before, somebody come get him. Okay, so y'all, we are so glad that you have joined us today. I want to leave you with that thought of, I want to reiterate actually what Stacy has mentioned here, and she was talking about relying on the data. Sometimes we get so well trained in our area of expertise that we don't think about what data might show about the business side of our whatever our entity might be. So you definitely got to figure out, who do I need to connect with to realize what the data is? Because it might not be me.
Exactly.
I might have to connect with somebody at the very beginning of this thing. And that's okay. And so, let's see, what's your name? Brother Rick.
Brother Rick.
Okay.
Brother Rick.
So, Brother Rick, we will look at how you can maybe start on the, what is it? What? Fat-free, sugar-free banana pudding. We can make that, and then, why are you trying to take the mic?
Dr. Funderburk, now come on. We're coming up on the holiday season. Now let's do what's right and make me some banana pudding tonight.
It's okay, so y'all see? That's what somebody asked him. Is he keeping up with his word of the year? Remember, he talked about his word of the year, y'all. Yeah, that'll be next show. Thank you, y'all, for listening to us. Now, if you have questions or comments, please make sure that you are messaging us at WNAAFM@ncat.edu. And, you know, check us out online as well, WNAAFMHD.com. WNAAFMHD.com. And next week, how about you join us again on How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. Take care, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Living with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests, and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA-FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA-FMHD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA-FMHD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Living with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.